Blog Talk Radio.
and good evening, and Happy New Year to each and every one of you. Happy 2021, the year of restoration. God has declared this is the year of the prophets. Not only the year of the prophets, but this is also the year of restoration. Number one, the prophets are going to come forth speaking what thus saith the Lord. They're going to be on one sync, meaning they are going to speak the same thing what God has given them to speak. It's not going to be no more wondering, did God say it, or wondering if he not said it or going to do it. They're going to be precise. And also, this is the year of your restoration. Everything that you went through in 2020, God is restoring in 2021. And that's just enough to say thank you right there. Feel the presence of the Lord, because I have been secluded ever since the 1st of January. I've been talking to God, and God has been responding to me. I'm in this mode now. I just want more of God and less of me. And I need to hear what thus said the Lord. I thank each and every one of you for tuning in on today. And I pray that your year is going great thus far on this 4th day of January. God has done some great and amazing things. And also, let me encourage you, the enemy is going to come. He's going to come with some doubt and with some uncertainty. But for one thing, you have the word of God to stand up on, to take and to activate that which God has said you may have. So I just want to encourage you to don't stop believing in the word of God. Don't even stop applying the word of God to your situation. See, you got to apply it. You just can't talk it and speak it. You got to live it, not only on Sundays, but 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. You got to apply that word to your situation and believe what you are applying, because if you are applying and then you don't believe it, it's not going to work. So you got to believe what you are applying and allow it to come forth. Amen? So in that case, I want to encourage you that if you have a testimony or you want to call in and share or just have prayer or just want to just add on to the discussion on tonight, the number is 319-527-6072. It's 319-527-6072. And I also encourage you to keep me in prayer, because the devil has been attacking my voice ever since I did my last message, not only my voice, but my body. But I'm already healed, because the devil ain't got nothing on me. Because I am already healed, I speak life, and I speak that my body will line up with the word of God. I apply the word of God to my body from the top of my head to the sole of my feet, so the devil cannot even touch me, no way. But he's already a defeated foe. So if you want to be encouraged and enlightened, I ask that you will go to my website, www.patriciajwilliams.com, and see what God is saying. So once again, I thank each of you for tuning in on today. How you doing, Apostle?
I'm blessed, woman of God. How are you?
Doing well, doing well, doing well. How was your New Year's thus far?
It is going amazing, woman of God. I'm just enjoying what God is doing.
Amen, amen. What he has begun, a great work too. Amen of God, amen. Today we're going to be talking about ignoring the truth. Because I was just encouraging the people of God, even though God has spoken to many leaders and was telling them what the word was for this year, we got to still believe the word of God. Not only what the prophets and the apostles and everyone in the fivefold ministry is saying, we also have to believe the word of God. We can't ignore the truth of God. And even though the word has been spoken across the land, we still got to watch the enemy. Because Satan thought he had won in 2020, he is also a defeated foe. And he don't like what the word was put out in the year. So we have to be encouraged to know the enemy is going to come, but there are ways that God shall and will build us up so that we won't get taken down, so that we won't get ambushed by the plan of the enemy. Because it's saying that so many people, man of God, they won't take time out to read the word for themselves, and they have no knowledge of God's word because, look out, they are too hooked on prophecy. They are so hooked on what the God has to say and the woman of God has to say. They won't search the word for themselves, and they will take the word that was brought out for the year and live on it for the rest of the year without understanding. You still got to read the word of God. You cannot ignore the truth of the word of God. For the Bible say in Matthew 4:4, it is written, man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God. We cannot ignore the word of God, which I'm talking about the Bible. We can't ignore that. I love prophecy. I love the prophets. But once it comes down to it, all that is going to fade away, man of God. But the word of God, it's going to stand forever. So I want you to begin, man of God, how it is important not to ignore the truth.
Woman of God, I would say, you know, I would begin by saying that without real knowledge, I believe that people perish. And understanding how God works in this season is imperative for following the truth. For, you know, the Bible tells us a man to know the truth, and that's what will make him free. So many people are not getting the truth, and they're hungry for the truth, and they're falling for anything that is being presented to them because they are just hungry and they're desperate to find out what is the truth and what for them the direction they need to go. But to those of us who know the truth, it's time for us to not only act upon it, but it's time for us to actually honor it so that God can do what he needs to do, not in just our lives, but the people around us' lives. I believe, woman of God, like the Bible says, let every man be alive and let God's word be true. So many times we listen to, like, prophets and we listen to different people, and we think in some cases they are saying the truth. But I'm here to submit to you, I don't care what prophet you're sitting under, I don't care what apostle you're sitting under, but if their prophecy and the word that they're giving you is not locked up inside of the word, then it is not of God. You know, I see a lot of times where I look at some prophets, woman of God, they say they're telling the truth, but they come far out of the east somewhere, and that don't be scriptorial. You know, that doesn't be, you know, it has no significance to the word of God. And I'd be wondering sometimes if they be getting that from the angels in Africa somewhere. That's how bad it is. You know, but at the same time, if a man know the truth, that's what will make him free. But if you will never get free unless you know what God is saying truthfully to the people. That's why it's so important not to be easily fooled.
Yes, and some people may have a problem, and I've seen this so many times, they won't discipline themselves, because you have to discipline yourself to take time out to spend time in God's word. You just can't just keep going until something happens, and bam, the preacher told me if that I will apply this scripture to this situation, my situation will change. You can apply it all day long, but if you don't believe what you are applying, it's not going to work. And we have some people that want these quick fixes. If it's happening right now, I need a word. to help my situation? What can I do? But I'm a firm believer, man of God. If you take time to read your Bible and the scriptures, you will have to search it, because the scripture, with the leading of the Holy Ghost, which you know, the Holy Ghost, it will bring everything back to your remembrance. He will bring it back.
Mm-hmm.
Will automatically give you something to, you know, apply it. But I think it takes a discipline on the heart and the person itself to use the word to their advantage. What do you think about that?
Oh yes, woman of God. You said a mouthful there, and to those who use the word of God to their advantage in a positive way, that is someone you know who not only honors the truth, but that's someone who you know who you could guarantee walks in the truth. But for those who do not use the truth that they know, and they turn it or churn it and use it some other kind of way, they do not understand it, that they, you know, they're bringing judgment on themselves. That's, for example, woman of God, that's like me telling the people of God, well, God said he's getting ready to heal 5 people, and he's getting ready to bless 3 people with some brand new houses. And then I start pointing the people out. But at the same time, humanly, spiritually, that's what he's telling me to do. Yes, that's the truth. But if you turn around and you start picking those people, you point who you feel deserves it.
Yeah.
And what if those people aren't tithe payers? What if they don't believe in sowing? So they don't understand the principle of reaping. What if they don't, you know, they don't completely honor the word of God? That's why it's so important for you not to have the truth, but to know what to do with it, so that you won't lead those astray who don't have the knowledge of the truth. You know, woman of God, I'm a firm believer, even like with speaking in tongues, even like with different things doing in front of unbelievers. They're standing there. Like the people who aren't saving, they don't mean to do that, but it's just in them to do that, to question, to be carnal. You know, so they'll sit on the sidelines like a vulture, waiting to see what they can pick at for when you do something wrong. So it's very important, if you know the truth, that you know how to apply it, and make sure the truth that you know doesn't lead someone astray.
That's so true. And man of God, and some people don't even know how to apply it appropriately. And they will apply it, and look at this like this, they will apply the word of God to do damage or hurt to someone else. And I know when I was growing up, I didn't know anything. Excuse me. I didn't know how you reading a passage of scripture, they mainly took the book of Psalms with a candle that was lit and you was praying. And I used to do that for my auntie. I was a young girl, but I didn't know what it meant until I got older, that there was a form of witchcraft. I was speaking over somebody. She would have me to read person name and read from a passage of the book of Psalms with the candle lit and many other scriptures until I got older. And then one of my aunts that was really embedded in a holiness, she uncovered me and my sister because she knew what she was doing, and she refused to allow her to take us back over there to her house. So when I got older, I knew what that was. And then that's when I knew people can use the word of God for the usage of a devil's meaning as well, because it could be used to bring harm to someone. It can be used to bring a death to someone. And so that's why it's very important, man of God, we cannot ignore the truth, because when we do, it can bring damage to us as well, spiritually as well.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God, other people that could uncover us. And thank God that God really uncovered us too, because we could be damaged for life. So what do you tell people that now understand how the word can work against somebody as well, if that you're not careful?
Woman of God, you know that I would definitely tell them. That's why it's so important to know what you're applying and know what you're standing on and understanding its power. And, you know, that's why it's so important. You know, like on Friday night, I began to tell the people of God that God is reauthorizing the voices inside of the world, and he's putting a word and he's putting a prophecy inside of our mouths, a lot of people's mouths, and you don't realize he's reactivating our power of the tongue. And I began to explain to the people that if you do not know how to tell the truth, or if you do not know how to articulate the truth, that you could mess some people up or even yourself. Because, again, they either, some of them just don't understand, or for some of them it just wasn't meant for them in, you know, in the first place. So it's amazing you said that, what you just asked, because a lot of people do that and do not realize that they do it, and they don't mean no harm when they do it. But you got to look at it from, you know, when you know the truth, you have to look at it from a physical standpoint, and you have to look at it from a spiritual standpoint. And when you look at it from a spiritual standpoint, you got to ask yourself these three questions. Is it godly to share? If I share it, will it cause a spiritual breach? And if it causes a spiritual, if in the event it causes a spiritual breach, will I have the authorization to pray us out of this thing? So as you got to really ask yourself the questions about the truth.
Yes. My God, that is so enlightening, man of God, because we can't afford to ignore the truth any longer, because God is putting a greater demand on us even now with this year. God is putting a greater demand because we have seen so much last year. We have experienced so much last year. So now we have to come to the true knowledge whether or not we're going to obey him or we're still going to do as the world does. But man of God, do you have any last words for to tell the people?
Woman of God, all I will say is, again, the Bible says a man will know the truth, and that's what will make him free. If you know the truth, if you have knowledge of the truth, if you understand you're authorized to articulate the truth, do it with wisdom. Do it with understanding. Don't cause no one to stumble. Don't cause them to fall. And most importantly, especially in this season, it's imperative. If you know the truth, speak the truth properly and not in error. Because you do not, this is not the season to delegitimize prophecy. This ain't a season to delegitimize the word, to delegitimize, you know, instructions. Because if you delegitimize it, and some of us, we could delegitimize, we could have the word, we could articulate it right, and everything else. But we'll have the truth and able to give it, and then we'll act bougie, or we'll act like we're high and mighty, or the whole nine yards. So you got to check yourself when you're armed with the truth, because you can not only set people free, but that truth, very truth, can set you free and spearhead you to your destiny in God.
Oh, amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Apostle. I thank you for this word. And I just pray that everyone will just make the right decision to stick with the word of God. Get in the word of God. Apply it. Read it for yourself. Get the revelation you need from God. Do not ignore the truth, because the truth will make you free, and it also will help you free someone else. So until we come together again on next Monday, everyone have a blessed week and be safe. Thank you, Apostle, and have a blessed week.
Amen. God bless.
I bless you. spirit.
Presence in this place.